Jai Sachidanand, good morning. Continuing with the Satsang with Pujani Ruma, DVD translation, Simadar City, December 7th, 2009. Niruma has already started in the hall here. She continues to talk about the illusion for this small self, the immense attraction for this worldly self that we are. This body complex, the non-self complex, the putkal, the prakruti, the relative self, the file number one, the chandulal that we call, intense attraction and inflexible approach to it. Niruma continues with her monologue. Somebody else asking question. But Gandhiji was inflexible. He was inflexible with reference to truth in the relative, was he not? But if you, but now Niruma says, but if you really want to, when you want to really be in the self, then you have to let go of the relative truth and the worldly truth also. This is the talk of Tirthankars and Gnanis. They, even the Tirthankars, do not hold on to their ultimate truth. They never enter into any kind of an inflexible situation where they never even think of insisting on their ultimate truth. They just agree with whatever happens at the relative. Yes, for Gandhiji it was correct because he was fighting for the freedom of the nation. Dada Bhagwan also talked about it, did he not? But yes, Dada Shri did talk about his works, but he said it without any insistence of any kind whatsoever. Dada Shri says that only when your soul accepts it from within, then only you believe in us. You don't have to take me verbatim. You don't have to accept what I say. If somebody tells you that, if somebody tells you your whatever you're saying is wrong, I do not accept it, you keep it to yourself, then you should immediately stop and not continue further with it. The question was missed a little bit from a. Initially there is an ego, and then one becomes absolutely murchit. In other words, he becomes captured by whatever he believes. And he becomes involved with his truth, relative truth, truth to the level of intoxication of the ego. Is what about the ego of avadat, which is the ego of ability to do well, the ego that insists that I can do it well. That, so how does that work after gnan? Niruma says you should keep it separate. And Niruma says there is nothing wrong with the idea that you know how to do things well. But the intoxication of the ego and the kef, and the insistence that what I know is better than the other person, and that is the problem. Really, to know something and to know how to do something well, you're only supposed to know that. You're not supposed to insist and bring on any kind of insistence or an ego-related, egoistic pressure on others because of that. As long as you do not exercise that egoism, then you are okay. And yes, you should... In those who want to rise in their worldly interactions, they have to show some degree of inflexibility towards the truth. However, those who are on the path of liberation have to let go of even the best of relative truths, because all truths are relative and one has to let go of it. But if you want liberation, you cannot be insist. Even this body is not yours, then how can you insist on something? The Lord Mahavir never even say that I am Lord Mahavir. He does not accept it. But we say, you are Lord Mahavir, you are Dada Shri. He doesn't, he says, he is there. Persistent inner state is that I am the pure soul and I am the absolute soul. I am the supreme knower and the seer of it all. I am the blissful one. I am nothing else except knowledge, pure knowledge. And yes, in the relative world, to insist on the truth is considered good in the eyes of the world, and it will bind merit karma. It will bind. But if that increases into insistence where it hurts others, then it will cause problems for you down the line, and it will create negative effects. The one who says that my goal is correct, then the one is involved in that as engrossed as these are my thoughts, my goal, my goal is correct. When other people appreciate your thoughts, then you become attached to those thoughts. You become, you have the illusion only densens, because when people compliment that what you are doing is excellent, what you are doing is good, then there is a natural tendency to get attached to what you are doing, and that builds on a slow inner intoxication of the ego. And therefore it drives one away from the blissful self that one is into a very subtle sense of illusory attachment. My intellect, my ability to calculate, my ability to manage, my ability to do it a little better, my ability to economize, etc., ability to do it in a better way, all of this are nothing but very subtle extensions of the ego, which leads into intoxication of the ego called kef. And then Dimple says, then he says it increases. It is the evidences that are coming, says Dimple Bhai. However, but and then my intent is that let everything happen according to my decision only, says. And whatever decisions I am making, it must go this. He says it happens. But even before it happens, my intention is that my prayers are that let it all happen according to my decision only. Let my decisions become correct, and those have to arise. And all my calculations are according to my plans only. Until my plans become successful, I am constantly deeply involved in it. But at the same time, I am also have the intention also the five. Just as I have the intention in remaining five agnas, I also have the intoxication of the ego. But I recognize that even though I am into it, I should be aware that I should not. Niruma, all the great men have held on to their insistence, have they not, in this world? All the great men in this world, they have hung on to their truth, have they not? Niruma says, let them hang on to their truth. Do you want liberation or do you want fame in the world? Yes. No, sisters. Niruma, he says, I'm talking about liberation only. No, Niruma says, except for the self, nothing of the world will liberate you. Except for the satsadhans, means those whom you install you into the relative stillness, correction, into the absolute stillness of the self. Except for the self and all that promotes the S capital self is the only thing that is going to liberate you, and that includes the Gnani, the five agnas, and the Gnani satsang only, and the words of the Gnani, and the companies of those who are promoting it. Except for those satsadhan, that eternal equipment, there is nothing that is going to liberate you in this world. Everything else is going to pull you into relative interactions and more. So let me finish this. Let me take this question, says Niruma. Rima is asking, what is, please explain in detail the greed for the self, small self, and the attachment to the self. So please explain in detail the greed for the self, S-E-L-F, small, and what is the greed for the self? I don't know. I feel like that this good foods, etc. is good, but I believe that, but all the good things I keep it for myself. But I lock them in the cops. Niruma says, why don't you talk about greed for you? Let's first talk about the attachment that you have for Rima, the self. Attachment for Kimochi. Attachment. Yes. The low greed is the last thing to go. Greed is when greed leaves, one moves from the 11th spiritual stage into the 12th spiritual stage. When you receive the Gnanvidhi from this side of the line of demarcation, you are in the 12th spiritual state. However, on the other side of the line of demarcation, at the relative level, you are only in the 5th Gunasthanak, or the relative spiritual state. So Niruma says, concentrate first on becoming detached, or at least becoming aware of your own attachment to your own self, S-E-L-F, So when I make food, is it something to do with an object, my attachment to an object, or is it something to do with my attachment to my body? Then you have to, when you are making something, you have to ask. If it is easy for you, and it is easy for you to make, then recognize that it is, you are making it out of moh or attachment for your own self. So why don't you catch it? This is for everybody. Everybody, whenever you cook something, you might ask your husband, what would you like to eat? But then you end up cooking whatever you like, is it not? So you cook whatever is convenient for you or whatever is easy for you. Supposing my mom, means my mother-in-law, says, let us make it this, I will tell him. So instead of telling mother-in-law, I will tell Rupesh, I have to go to Niruma, so I need this much salt. Let us make something easy. So why don't you talk to your mother? So Niruma says, we just caught you. She tells her husband to tell his mother. And so she says, now he's telling Dimple's older brother Rupesh to watch out. See how she's manipulating. This is nothing but pure kapat. This is deception, deceit. Niruma, but what about, she is not exercising her force on me, but why am I being so deceitful? It is deception, is it not? It is because you are fearful of your mother-in-law because of the deceit within you. You are fearful of your mother-in-law or of your husband because of the deceit within you. Why don't you open up and just say, listen, this is how I feel. What if she tells you anything? That is Dimple's mom there. And so other mother is so far away. Why are you so afraid of your mother-in-law? And then, as it is, you're already so heavy and filled with deception. Then why are you number three? You have a lot. Question. As I walk around in the home, I'm all constantly putting some food. I've already eaten. My stomach is full. But if I go into the stomach, I dabble into this food and this food. Niruma says, you can have it like there is an ox, like a horse has got something tied to the neck. So every time you want to eat, you just kind of bend your head down and you can eat it even while you're sleeping, can you not? And so he says, it is just a matter of what you put in your mouth. Dada Shri has said, don't eat here and there as you're walking around in the kitchen or while food is lying around in the home. It will create a very big veil over your awareness. Eat only at meal times. Just have some discipline in your food intake. having eaten your meal, even if you get a very good, more tastier offering, you say that is it. But here, if somebody offers you ice cream, you pile it in. Somebody gives you coffee, you pile it in. Somebody gives you a cheesecake, you pile it in. Somebody gives you candy, you pile it in. You've already finished your meal. Why do you need to pile it in? Be a little bit merciful to the stomach down inside. Niruma, it happened yesterday. And there was some shrikhand in the fridge. So then she ate it. She ate it, she says, yes, Rimu. Yes, and she ate. And then next morning I had the repayment. I had my throat was caught and I had a cold. Niruma, next one. If one doesn't get the answer, the intellect then seeks for more answers. They recognize that intellect that pulls you into the worldly interactions is something that puts a veil over your awareness. You are the aware, awakened one of Dada Shri. And if you do not recognize the play of the intellect and how the intellect pulls you into the material world, then don't you think that that is the biggest veil over you? You have been awakened by this phenomenal and magnificent Gnana of Dada. You should read constantly the Aptavani 10, the intellect, the chapters on intellect in Aptavani 10, and then constantly look at it in Samayik, and so that you can catch the darn intellect. And because it is very Ustad, Ustad means an expert. It is a tremendously expert at moving you in the direction of the world and away from the path of the S capital liberation self. And so if you can really recognize where the intellect is creeping in, you, that is your awareness. And that is the awareness and the pragna within you. But it does take time. It takes time. Therefore, your upayog, your applied focus awareness has to be applied on intellect only. Niruma, therefore, what it does is that it wants to prove its idea that whatever I am doing is correct. That intellect tries to prove its role in the world, and it tries to validate itself, and it wants to tell everyone that what it is doing is correct compared to all the others. And so Niruma says there are two ways to be free from it. Either it takes a beating, the intellect takes a beating, and therefore the ego intellect takes a complex takes a beating, and therefore this relative person Piyush takes a beating. And when it takes a very heavy beating, then it extricates itself from it. So either Gnan works to be free from intellect, or a heavy beating from the world. Well, little beating doesn't count. When it gets a real thrashing from the world, not a physical thrashing, but a heavy ego intellect related suffering, then it will come out of it. And so then it will start recognizing that every time I employ my intellect, I suffer. And so he just is initially aware of it. He still does not know how to take hold of it. And to really take hold of it is, you don't require more than ordinary purushartha, S capital effort, but to really progress with every word of the Gnani, and to really and not to move from an iota away from the Gnani, and such inflinching, unflinching, indelible, and extremely strong nishchay, which is called an absolute adventurous superhuman effort of the inner self, then only one can really grab the intellect by the throat and throw it out every time it tries to exercise its role in the relative self. All day he is talking about, I want liberation, I want liberation, I want Dada, I want to remain in five agnas. But he really is not aware when he gets really subtly conned and deceived by the intellect to enter into the worldly pleasures and that which is pleasant. One has the moh of the body, he constantly is look He's constantly preparing and pandering. Yeah, I've seen some girls even in a bath, they take 45 minutes to 1 hour in a bathroom. What the hell are you doing in 1 hour? Are you in a bathroom? This is only a spa. Don't you get suffocated in the bathroom after an hour? What are you doing in the bathroom? You take 1 hour. What are you doing in the bathroom for an hour? You know, I like it, she replies. I love it. What are you? It's nothing but pandering of the sensual. It's sensual. I says, don't you see that so many subtle and little... Yes, if your perspiration and your dirt is washed off, that is all you need. Yes, then you need to wash off. But you don't need to pamper and pander your body to the point where you do a lot of... And do you wash your clothes when you come out? No, that is one done by washing machine. What the heck are you doing in the bathroom for 1 hour? What are you doing? Oh, I just kept on soaking myself. I was doing my face and I was... Did you become prettier? No, she says, I'm just the same. Then what is the role for it? What are you going to do? How can we go over this one? 1 hour in the bathroom, do you imagine the moha for the body, the illusion that attaches you to the body? You don't need it. If you have to wash your hair, then maybe, if you don't want to, I do shampoo in the outside, you know, on the sink only. So in 5 minutes and then 5 minutes in the shower. And I'm done. 10 minutes, I'm done, says Niruma. No, let enjoy the shower. Enjoying the shower is indulging into a sensual pleasure, is it not? Is it not also an illusory attachment to the body? And there, some people have this wrong belief that if I take a longer shower, I will appear prettier. Yes. And some people then they give the excuse that if my bones are aching, a hot shower will help. He says my low back is aching and therefore I put a little bit even hotter water, it will help me. And then in the summer also, what about in summer? And then are you going to use hot water? Oh no. So then I will stand in the cold shower then, sir. And says, hey, you stupid girl, it is nothing but air of the skin, is it not? It is wrong signals from the sink that is from the skin that are going. This is the illusory attachment to the body, is it not? And so other people do not even get enough water to drink, and you are spending an hour in a shower? Yes, just. Yes. And just imagine if something is hurting, just a little part is burning, supposing the low back. Then she will say, if her back is aching, she will say, all day she will pamper it. I'm hurting now. Niruma is acting. Niruma is acting in the low back. All day. And then in the night, until her husband gives a massage in the night, he doesn't leave him alone. And the guys are looking at each other now. Mui is the word, means the one who is on the way to the funeral parlor. Funeral home. Funeral, so no, not the beauty parlor, but the funeral parlor. Okay. So even these days, the husbands are such that they even go ahead and become the masseuse for the wife. And so, Niruma is just smiling at the guys now. The modern day husbands are ready to comply, she says. Okay. So let's say let's leave aside the body, the illusion of the attachment to the body. We will, and then if something has happened, and then she will just make the whole house upside down. She will take the husband to task. You don't take care. You never help me. You never look at me. You don't even care for me. And my blood pressure has gone up. My body is hurting. This one, my tummy is hurting. You never care for me. You never even give my medicines to me. You know, you should remember, what? How come? She goes on, why don't you give me my medicines? Can you imagine the extension she is doing? Why the heck don't you pick up your own medicine? Why should she give you? Pratibha, are you doing? Come on, tell me. Are you not doing it? She asks one woman. Yes or no, she says. Yes. Where is the husband? She calls. Is she telling the truth? Is she telling the truth? He's sitting way in the back. He says, you're not touching her feet, but at least you're touching her head and massaging it. Not when she needs it, when her head is hurting. What is she saying? Yes, she He says, if I don't do it, I'll have to leave the home. And Niruma gives her famous smile. He says, she does one and I have to do the other 9 tasks. When she is making the chapatis, he says, I have to clean up after her. And I don't get a salary either. I am a servant without a salary, he says. Niruma says, the fault is the sufferer. He says, yes, Niruma, I am suffering. It is my fault only. Jai says, next one. What? Okay, if Ramba is asking that if I say not mine, can I remove attachment by saying not mine? There is only one weapon against moha, the illusory attachments, by saying that of all the things that are worldly in this nature, I do not, with the exception of the experience of the pure soul, the pure self, S capital, I do not want anything that is temporary in this world. I do not want, the more this remains in your awareness, the moha will leave you, the illusion and the attachment will leave you. Question, file number is constantly asking me, what should I cook? And I reply, he says, Rambhai says,
oh, but
and then she says, 98%, whatever I tell her, she doesn't make it. But she makes her own, whatever she likes. How should she take it? Why don't you? She makes it 98% of the times. Then just stop. Say, tell her. Water. Dada and Niruba. Whenever, as Dada is going out, as Ba will ask the Dada, what vegetable should I give? So Dada will say, whatever you want, bring it. Whatever you would like to eat, buy that vegetable. Then, and every day Dada would give the same answer, bring. So Hirabha says, oh, he's giving me the same answer, so I will not ask. I'll just go whatever I want, I'll get it. On the day she did not ask, Dada will say, hey, so you made Kerala shak? Why didn't you ask me? Dada says, but whenever I ask you, you just always tell, just go get whatever. So then I just made whatever I thought. No, Dada says, no. Our interaction should be, you should always ask me what vegetable I should say, and every day I should give you the same answer, that you bring whatever you want to cook. This is the way we should have it. Why can't we have that kind? Then whatever comes is vyavasthit, it is SCE. He says, you know, whatever that has come is coming, so don't say anything. You need to be free from your file of eating. I always tell her, will you just say whatever is good? Then she asks for 25 times, what do you want? What do I want if I'm home? She asks 25 times, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? So Niruma says, no. Just he says, if that, then you should just have it like Dada in Hirabha, Dada in Hirabha. And so then whatever it is, what are you going to make? There are only 5 to 7 vegetables in the season. And then, Niruma, what shall I make for you? Arim, just make what? But just, there are only 4 or 5 different types. So just take one after the other after the other. One today, one tomorrow, this thing, they're all just going to come. And then she makes 2. So if she makes 2, therefore, then in 4 days, what new vegetable can you make? So whatever comes in front of you, we make it. Just make it. And then Yashoda, we tell her. Then he says, so I tell her that why? You should recognize that if she's asking you for 25 times, she's asking you not because she wants to know what to make, but she just wants to see your face 25 times. So just answer. Don't take her seriously. That's what Niruma says. Niruma says, don't take her seriously. He doesn't like dad bhar chak rotli. He is always saying, make something different. The what day, what shall I new, what new stuff shall I make her? But just don't make dad bhar chak rotli, make rotli shak dad bhar. Just change the order. What new can you make, says Niruma. What new can you make? Niruma, really, I don't like that much chak rotli in the morning, then I don't. You should make the morning and the evening. He doesn't want to eat rotli, chapati at all. Then make rotlo. Rotlo, then make rotlo, the thicker one, the big one, you know. Not the thin chapatis, the paper kind, but the heavy duty kind. And he says, what about? Why are you talking about food? Because it's, get rid of your illusion of eating. Everybody goes into dieting. If you eat too much, you'll have to go into dieting. Why don't you just be careful in terms of what you put in your body? Just eat all six juices, different tastes in this, which come in dad, bhat, shak, rotli, which is the standard Indian Gujarati diet, which is dal is dal, and then bhat is rice, then shak is vegetable, and rotli is wheat bread. It is a very balanced diet of all six original main component of tastes, sour, sweet, etc. And it is a balanced way of taking care of your body. But you know, nowadays the mothers make pizza and eggplant parmesan and spaghetti, and yeah, once in a while it's okay. Yeah, once in a while you can feast, but not every other day. And so, but otherwise the mind, if you don't make these varieties now and then the mind will get tired. Yes, but in Akram, you are just settling the file of food and the file of hunger of the body with equanimity, without any normality, without getting too attached or detached. Otherwise the doctor will punish you and will tell you to stop eating salt or sugar or some other specific substances in food. He says, I have a question. Is another gentleman, if sir, I have a heavy duty prakriti of wanting to compliment others. I compliment others. If somebody has made something good, I am immediately complimentary to the other person. Am I natural or am I unnatural? Please explain so that I can correct. Is this a natural tendency? Niruma says, it's not sahaj. It is not natural. Yeah, sahaj means natural. If it is part of the prakriti, if it is not the non-self complex, if the prakriti is part of the vikruti, is it not? It is sahaj. If when this prakriti becomes sahaj, because sahaj means It is not in the non-self complex. Sahaj means that it whatever arises in front of you, that is the response rather than
Oh, yes. Michael Jackson.
Yes, yes, you are a good singer, better than Michael Jackson. You know, so why don't you appreciate other people? Michael Jackson. It happens more in the closer. He says, no, you are giving. Does she appreciate you? Does she? He asks the wife. Yes, he likes to compliment everybody. He just continues to appreciate everybody. If it is a habit, then everybody understands that it's a habit only. Somebody a ritualistic in the temple. Even the God understands that he has become a habit. He touches me here, there, he becomes here. Man. And so recognize, and slowly, and then recognize that this is a habit of Prakash. Prakash is the one who is asking this question. Recognize. Does that mean that he is unnatural? If it is a habit, then it is unnatural, is it not? If you appreciate in everything, it doesn't have any value. Compliments have to be rare and in between. Compliments which are rarely given have more value than compliments that are flowing profusely now and then at every center. Niruma is touching. So when he says, once in 5 years I touch him. Otherwise, if I touch him every day on the head, then he'll start thinking. And so then he gets used to the hand on the hair, then if I don't give it to him, then he will find women to do it for him. So I have to be careful with the dimple. So even when you get too many compliments, it's not a good idea either. It feels suffocation. So be natural. Just first get rid of this belief that you need to compliment others. Next one. Question from Kishore. But because of my ability, certain work gets happened, but post gnan. But I feel like I don't know anything. So will I be able to get rid of this idea that I am able to do it? In other words, recognize that it is Vyavasthit that is doing it. You are not the one who is doing it. It is SC who is doing it. Why do you say it is your ability? Even if somebody has got extremely capable person, does he not screw up sometimes? Does he not mess up the task and the project? So it is not his ability that is doing it. It is SCE, the original Siddhant, the incontrovertible principle that accomplishes a task to the ultimate. It is called the original Siddhant is at work, which is that it is SCE, Vyavasthit, that is the doer. And the people from the village, when they go, the elderly people in the village, they become very simple, and they become so natural. You see the elderly in the village, they got natural clothes, the unassuming clothes, but our people here. Where are you? Come here, don't run away. Niruma, is it like taking her in him sternly? Come here, I want to take you on now. But from when our city people, they color their hair and they wear colorful clothes even at an older age. Ashkol Mashkana from Rajkot is asking this question. The city people versus the elderly people in the village who have become more simple and natural. What's happening in Niruma? So Niruma says, and those the older people in the village, they cannot afford this expensive clothes. And it's in the village, if you have colored your hair black, everybody will laugh at you. Who taught you? Shiva Bhai, who taught you? Supposing you go to your village at this age of 70, you color them jet black, then what will they tell you? They will say what kind of an animal has entered the village? So that is the interaction over there. And in the city, and here some people color their hair. The problem is with the inner illusory attraction to this, the way this hair should look, the way that I should look, this is the way I should look in front of the people, and this is the way it should be, but otherwise there is no problem. Whether you have hair, whether you don't have hair, whether you color them, whether you don't color them, is not the issue. The question is how vain you are, how proud you are from within about it, how insistent you are in it, how many times you look at yourself in the mirror because of it, etc. The more the underlying attachment is there for the body. Yes. Everybody has his own boundaries of moha. When one should recognize and be aware of this moha, this illusory attachment. Yes. Supposing, you know, if you can't find a barber, you may have to let the hair grow, is it not? So supposing I don't like an old man coloring his hair, should I? What is that called? Niruma says that is dvesh. That's about. He says I always feel that normal hair is always good, and because after two or three days or about 2 weeks later, you can see the different technicolor shapes of the hair, which have been. Where is Jayanti Bhai now? So Niruma is taking on another guy. Where is Jayanti Bhai? Super, sir. So make sure now, I have to be careful, otherwise half of them will run to the beauty parlor. So I don't, until you're running up and down. And Dimple is telling. Dimple stops the coloring of the hair of all the other girls except for Niruma. Niruma continues to color her hair, she says, a little bit. Well, she has to go in front of the TV, that's why. So this is the new illusion to appear younger than you are, is the new mo, is it not? If you want to wear white sari, I will get a white sari for you, says Niru, a Dimple to an Aptaputri. He says, I will agree with everything, but I will not listen to this one. Any kind of insistence is more, is it not? Is the more for the self. He says, only when I am in the funeral parlor, then I'll get a white sari, is it not? In India, when they are put, many people, when they are on the funeral parlor, they are dressed in white, signifying purity. But the talk is going on, eyebrows, eyelashes, beauty parlor, Mirma is touching her face and giving that famous smile. All the ladies are also. And they have so much illusionary attachment to their body and their beauty, makeup, etc. You just have to ask your husband, do you like me? If he says, I like you the way you are, then it is finished. Why do you need to go to the beauty parlor? He asks the guy, Kirtida, how do you like your Kirtida, your wife? And so he's taking on the microphone. Now let's see what he answers. He says, whatever. He says, I have decided that. Oh. He says, I don't care what she looks in the morning or the evening. So he says, I'm telling all the guys, if they've lost their hair on their head, then they don't give a damn or darn whether how their wife looks. Nirmay is going into a joke killer mood. He says, when you lost all your head on your head, then they'll ask about your wife, is this your daughter? Because your daughter, your wife has gone to the beauty parlor and you've lost your hair. He says, otherwise go to a beauty guy, man, and you know, whatever little hair you got on your head, he will remove them. He likes the one who is bald. She likes the bald one better. He says, you believe that you are the bald one is a little bit more attractive. It's just a belief, is it not? Niruma. I am deeply involved with food. I love to eat tasty food, ma'am. But in the last 10 years, I've got 3 daughter-in-laws. I do not like their food at all. All three daughter-in-laws' food. Until my wife makes my own food, that's the only food I like. Despite having 3 daughter-in-laws, I don't like their cooking. What's going on, Niruma? How can I be free from this? What do you want to do? Niruma asked, what is your thought? What do you want to do? I want to get liberated. I want more. Then just let go. Whatever comes in your food, eat it. Why do you make such a fuss? Mukone lap. Let go. Just let go of this. Insistence. Let go of the insistence. Yeah, even the cooks who come, I do not like this. Then you should recognize that is your vyavasit. You should just say, now that the wife is not around to cook for you or whatever, then you should say the famous couplet of Narsi Mehta. Okay, good. One file is over. Now I can be more involved with the Lord and the S capital. He is an old gentleman. Your body looks like you cannot even handle food anymore. Then why are you so stuck up? Stuck up in the food. Come to Dada Bhagwan. But why are you not eating the daughter-in-law's food for 3 years? Come on over to Adalaj and just enjoy. And the eat as he says, just come here in the seva. Why don't you do this? Stop this kach kach, which is this bickering. There is no end to such bickering. This is, and just tell your mind whatever comes in. Don't you think my daughter-in-laws should learn something? Now, all these years you have not learned anything. How do you think your daughter-in-laws are going to learn to cook? You haven't learned anything in these 70 years. 70 years you haven't learned anything. And Niruma is saying, Mother, we learned. Now we learned how to settle it all with equanimity. This is a file of eating. It is an illusory attachment only. Just say that the eater is eating. I, the non-eater, is simply seeing him and be in that focused awareness. Chew it until even that which you don't like will appear to taste it to you. Chew it enough. Even if you eat with awakened awareness, then all this moh or the attachment for food will go away. And if you can chew it to 32 times for each time with the number of teeth, if you chew it, then when the saliva mixes with all the food until the taste goes away, and then you pull it down. and then you'll recognize, and therefore you'll recognize that that which was tasty before will end up in no taste. So do you understand? When you chew with awareness, when you eat your food with awareness, even the file of eating will help you in your liberation. He says you should be thankful that now that your wife has left and now you're doing rag dvesh with your daughter-in-laws. What the heck? Instead of going on the path of liberation, you are entangling with three more ladies at the food level, and you are criticizing their food. They are cooking it with love for you, and you are being critical about it. If you want to go to moksha, you should say chalshe, means it'll do. It is tasty, pavshe, and pavshe, it is comforting, and I can adjust to it. Chalshe, pavshe, and pavshe. You should just say that it will do. It will be tasty, and I will get adjusted to it. I am fine with it. So those are the three words that are very helpful on the path of liberation. And it is with such inner adjustment. It is with this adjust everywhere. And if you take the support of the sentences of the Gnani, then you will get liberated. Otherwise, you are going to get stuck up. This is for everyone, not just for Amrit Bhai, the old gentleman away, far away, talking about the three daughter-in-laws. Next one, Hira Bhai. Next one is on. He says, when I am singing a hymn of Dada, I have this sense that I am singing so well, I am speaking so well. Is Kinnar here? With me? This is Hirar. This is. Are you really reading the pad? Then he said, that's good, because instead of singing, you are actually reading the pad of Dada, the hymns for Dada. Yes. Even when I was singing, when I was little, I used to love to sing. We had a radio, Binaka Geet Malai, when I was little, and all those good songs would come. Top singers would come, Geeto, this film songs. When Lata Mangeshkar, the greatest singer, I would also start singing. I would feel like I am also Lata Mangeshkar. My brother would say, why don't you shut up? Let me listen. I don't want to listen to you, I want to listen to her. But then I would have this. But I am also singing like her only, am I not? So it looks like you are having the same as I'm having, is it not? Says Niruma. So this is how she connects with everybody. And then when I could not sing it well, when I had to sing, then I recognize that it is not under my control to sing. It is not under my realm to sing. We are singing therefore to satisfy our own inner inclinations, but more important than that, our own inclinations for bhakti and devotion. So, when you come here, if you are singing off pitch, they will cut off the microphone. The simple. If they feel like, they will close the mic, and so then your moh will go away. Yes, Kinnar will also. I says if Kinnar sings three songs in a row, then they'll say shut up, just decrease, give away the microphone. This is nothing but a moha. There is this an illusion that I can speak, so I can ask so many good questions. This is the moha, that I can ask such good questions. In satsang also people have this moha, that I can ask such good questions, I sing so well, I can explain so well, I translate so well, etc. These are all illusory attachments to the body, for the body, and which are connected at such a subtle level, is it not? The more you are able to see it, the more it will, the more freer you will be. It will not leave, but you are freer from it. I do not have any inclinations for jewelry. But even Niruma was wearing some jewelry, was she not? So my parents tell me that it's okay, but because I'm in worldly intellections, do I not have to wear some kind of jewelry? Is she telling Hiro? Is it true? Is your mother-in-law telling you the same? This your mother-in-law is telling you to wear it because she wants to wear it. But if the daughter-in-law doesn't wear it, then how can she wear it? That because she wants to wear jewelry, she is telling you to wear it. Recognize. There is nobody cares what you look, what you do, how you behave in the world. You are just carrying all the junk in your head that this is how I should be in the world, this is how I should dress in the world, this is how I need to wear in this world. If you get rid of this old grained insistence, you need, and especially Vanik Pudgal, Jain Pudgal, they are very insistent of their world interactions. And even the Vanik Pudgal is like that, Jain Pudgal is like that. Those who are of the Jain background, their non-self complex has become ingrained in certain fixed worldly interactions and rituals and gift giving, etc. And so they insist, and this is how these gold and gifts should be exchanged on this particular occasion, etc. And clothes, etc., have to be worn. He says, I have less, but then I just go ahead with whatever they say. But you do have it, don't you not? Yes. Yes. Yes, my mother, she does not wear a chain or nothing. My mother says that she has got nothing on her, no jewelry at all. She's already pretty. Why do you want to put a necklace on her? Otherwise, people will be attracted to her and they will have negative intentions for her. So forget it. She doesn't have a file. She doesn't want her to wear the jewelry. Why do you want to insist that she should wear certain jewelry when she doesn't feel like anything? If your mother wants her to wear it, but if you want to make her wear it and she doesn't want to wear it, then next life you will have to deal with it yourself. So then I tell her, Mom wants you to wear, then why don't you wear? And then he says, I tell her, if you don't want to wear, then wear it for Mommy. He says, does he want to go to moksha, or does he want to care about his illusory attraction for his mom? He is now saying, why don't you wear for the sake of Mom? Therefore, you are more worried about your mom than your own liberation. He says, if you don't watch out, in the next life, you will have to wear all this jewelry. And you will have to have a lot of long hair also. So watch it. What? He says, whoever wants liberated, he should. It is this insistence that you have to let go. This insistence is what is really causing you problems. And whatever you insist, whatever you hang on to, whatever you are inflexible about, whatever you are stubborn about, is going to come with you in the next life. Do you want that? This is okay. Now this is the end of satsang. The Pujya Deepak Bhai is coming to us. We have one announcement. Okay, this was a message about volunteers. So in fact, the Bhuj people are taking up a lot of volunteering. They don't want extra volunteers to come from our other cities. Now let's have the Vidhi with Deepak Bhai. The Vidhi with Deepak Bhai, visualize his right big toe, put your forehead over it, and become empty from within and have to say, I am pure soul. He is trying to connect. Before entering into the Vidhi, you can ask for whatever. Jai Sachidanand Deepak Bhai. Let us do a good Vidhi so that we can remain in the S capital self. Shuddha Atma. Let us do it. Atma chun shuddha atma chun shuddha atma. Atma chun shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun. Atma chun shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun. Shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun. Shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun shuddha atma chun. 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 Shuddha atma Jai Sachidanand to everybody, says Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidanand.